From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria, Islamic State fighters launched counterattacks that pushed Russian-backed government forces out of Raqqa province and tried to break the growing siege of U.S.-backed Syrian rebels on the outskirts of the ISL town Manbij. Regional analyst Stephen Zunis says it underscores the Islamic State's continued potency.
Very few guerrilla groups and virtually no terrorist groups have been able to mount this kind of conventional counterattack. So this is indeed a reminder that we're not dealing with an ordinary terrorist group here.
Meanwhile, the UN says it was able to deliver food and medical aid to besieged Syrians near Damascus. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he plans to meet department employees who co-signed a so-called dissent channel memo on U.S.-Syria policy. Kerry called it well-written and good. White House spokesman John Chertoff was asked if the president shared that view.
The president does believe that having a procedure in place for State Department employees to make their dissenting views known is valuable. But I think we've been just as clear about the president's policy in Syria, how it has not led yet to the results that we would like to see in Syria, but it has prevented a repetition of mistakes that previous administrations have made.
The 51 mostly mid-level diplomats have called for targeted airstrikes against the Syrian government as a means of exerting pressure to pursue a political settlement. The Democratic Republic of Congo Monday declared a yellow fever epidemic in three provinces, including the capital Kinshasa. After 70 cases were confirmed, five people have already died. This is VOA News. The United States has criticized Bahrain for stripping the country's leading Shia cleric of his nationality, sparking street protests and new concerns over sectarian tensions. The country's news agency accused Sheikh Issa Qassem of playing a key role in creating an extremist sectarian atmosphere, abusing his position and serving foreign interests, a possible reference to Iran. U.S. spokesman John Kirby expressed alarm at the government's action.
We are unaware of any credible evidence to support this action, and that assessment is further supported by the fact that he did not appear to even have the opportunity to challenge the charges against him before the decision was made. So we're going to be following this, obviously, very closely.
The island nation off the Arabian Peninsula has been in turmoil since a 2011 uprising by majority Shia demanding greater rights from the Sunni-led monarchy. An Iraqi commander said U.S.-backed government forces are battling Islamic State fighters in the western districts of Fallujah. Lieutenant General Abdul Wahab al-Saidi said the offensive, which has entered its fifth week, has been slowed by IS snipers, suicide attacks, and mortars. President Obama, speaking Monday in Washington, announced creation of a Los Angeles-based manufacturing hub called Smart Manufacturing. It's receiving $70 million in funding to develop technologies to reduce waste, save energy, and streamline the manufacturing process. Mr. Obama promoted the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement currently before Congress.
When we've gotten it done, the Trans-Pacific Partnership will do even more to lower the costs of exporting, eliminating taxes and custom duties, and raising intellectual property standards that protect data and ideas and jobs.
The president addressed a group of 2,400 investors attending the Select USA Summit and considering doing business in the U.S. A British man is being held without bail in Las Vegas, Nevada, accused of trying to take a policeman's gun to shoot Republican Party presumptive presidential candidate Donald Trump. A judge determined Michael Stephen Sanford is a potential danger to the community and a flight risk. He's to remain in custody until another court date, July 5th. Tunisia extended a state of emergency in the North African country for another month. It's been in place since November following a series of terrorist attacks, including a suicide bombing that killed 12 members of the presidential guard in the capital Tunis, claimed by Islamic State. The investigation into the murder of three young civil rights activists, which became known internationally as the Mississippi Burning Case, was officially closed Monday for lack of further prosecutions. The fate of the two white men and one black man in June 1964, who took part in the so-called Freedom Summer Voter Registration Project, was a key event leading to the passage of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Nine men were convicted in that case, one as late as 2005. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.